The time of assurance is now upon us. So, 1968, the great rehearsal. The great rehearsal for what? Are we ready now to answer that question? Our good three, Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein, did the work of historical analysis that we needed to fully see this juncture where we stand. We, with our minds and hearts, stayed on freedom. And to better understand the both real and false propagandized prospects of what has been termed the left, a term not coterminous with we who long for freedom, particularly as our good three explain in anti-systemic movements. We read this, most of it, together, and visit that the page that has those readings, please, and check it out. As our good three explain, official dissent has been captured by the global state. And so our freedom, they concluded, waits for new terms, new strategies, a new way of seeing. How about that our bodies are not to be made use of by anyone, for any reason, by any means? Our bodies are for us and for each other. And so we got to start focusing on that core issue rather than the subsidiary ones which derive from it. Subsidiary to our owning our own bodies means, well, I'm going to quibble with its use in this way or its use in that way. No, we have to challenge the whole game. We have to challenge the notion of our bodies being used, made use of. That, strategically, is the only way we get free, and it has to be a global challenging. And this new, quote-unquote, way of seeing is, in fact, as Prince shows us, a song that is so old, sung in a voice of many colors. Looking long, our good three, spanning the centuries, as is their wont, viewed 1968 as a rehearsal, but another way to conceive of it might be as a great wave of longing for freedom that first comes in to assess, see, feel, process, and then recedes to return more assured. We are arguing here that the time of assurance is here. But the practical reality looms to confront us, as it did Prince, which makes his thought process an incalculable gift to us in this moment. And the reality is, we have not yet confronted power about the weapon of EMF, because it has successfully, continuously derailed us. And it can do that if we don't take it out of their hands. We have to confront the state about the weapon of EMF that's being used against us. And it strikes me that the necessary confrontation can most fruitfully be linked with our referendum process here in the U.S. on our right to pursue happiness. At some point, we likely must prosecute as a joint civil and criminal action, as a class action, the state's use of this weapon against us in order to raise awareness and discussion. I mean, that's the key point. We have to be discussing this. To raise awareness and discussion about the fascist nature of the state and tie that to a referendum on our right to pursue and establish in the conditions and structures we create our right to happiness. Happiness is how we came, and we want our lives to reside in that same place. So you lawyers out there, and all of us, we must put our thinking caps on and address all aspects of this question, the need to document that these weapons are in the possession of the state and that they've used them secretly against citizens, and the documents gathered and published by Loren Murray, in particular Henry Kissinger's telegram to Moscow in 1976 regarding this weapon and Russian use of it, which was discussed in our August 14, 2016 show, are a good place to start, as I believe, I I'm hoping she can be, Lauren Murray can be queried. The need for us to defend ourselves from assault and the need to prosecute a class action. If you or others you know have been the target of them, now's the time to talk about it and to urge others to get informed about what happened to Prince and to so many of us by coming to the Nascent site, listening to the show, and getting more informed about Nikola Tesla.